We are here at NAFB Trade Talk at the American Farm Bureau Federation booth. With me is Bob Young, who is chief economist with the AFBF. And what has this year been like for agriculture?
Well, it's actually, not been a bad year for agriculture as a whole. Individual farmers are facing individual challenge. And if you're, somebody in Texas and the drought that they've had to face, or somebody along the Mississippi River or the Missouri River later in the year, been a real challenge. If you've been somebody up the East Coast and had that hurricane come blowing through, so individual producers have faced individual challenges. But sector as a whole, not in too bad a shape. Had reasonably good corn, bean, wheat prices, cattle prices not bad, milk prices okay, not great, but not bad, So overall, not too bad a year.
Yeah, it is kind of nice to see both livestock and crop prices pretty decent at the same time.
That's right. One of the things they teach you in extension early on is you never tell a farmer he's making a profit. We're not doing too bad this year.
Okay, well, one of the things that we have coming up ahead, potentially, is a new farm bill, 2012 farm bill. And I know that's a big concern of Farm Bureau. What are some of the things that we're looking at there in Washington if we ever get through the super committee?
Well, and if we go through the super committee process, we're going to talk about a 2011 farm bill and not a 2012 farm bill, because it is conceivable that we could move in the next 5-10 days and actually end up with a complete farm bill on the table, done, and there will be, and then move through the super committee process to the Senate floor, House floor, and ultimate law. I think if the super committee breaks down, then it's a whole nother conversation, and then we'll be back to standard process and committee process and a much, much more challenging environment, too, to write a farm bill with this Congress.
What are some of the concerns that Farm Bureau has when we're looking at a super committee that is trying to cut costs as much as possible?
Well, I think the question becomes how much they decide to layer on the back of American farmer. The ag committees, to their credit, and they're the only committees that have actually come forward and proposed numbers and said this is how much we're willing to put on the table. They put up a number of about $23 billion. And I think if we're talking about numbers in that range to hit the number that the super committees are talking about, that would be, kind of agriculture's share. I think the concern is if the super committees were to go off and write something and, come back and hit agriculture for $40 or $50 billion, that's a whole nother story at that point in time. I do think that we want the super committee to work. I think in this financial environment with the, with Greece, with Italy, if the United States comes in just then, 3 weeks, 4 weeks later and demonstrates that we cannot get our act together, I just think the markets are going to be pretty exciting there for a while. It might be the polite way to put that.
Well, what do you think in terms of agriculture as a whole willing to do their part as far as cutting the deficit is concerned?
Well, I think there's no question. Farmers are absolutely willing to do their part to bring the deficit under control. Our organization certainly is, and I think you talk to almost any trade association in agriculture. Their membership is willing to do their part. I think the question becomes when you're asking them to do more than their fair share. Agriculture contributed $6 billion last year with the crop insurance readjustment and contracts there. So we've done our fair share, demonstrated we're willing to do our fair share in the past. I think it's just when you ask us to get beyond that and are not willing to take cuts in other parts of the for example, the ag committees have put up in the package the $23 billion. The idea is we're going to take about $4 billion or so out of nutrition programs. And again, nutrition programs are very important in this country. But understand that we're going to spend over $1 trillion on nutrition programs over the next 10 years. So $4 billion out of $1 trillion, come on, guys. And I think that's the question is if you get to the stage where you weren't doing anything at all out of nutrition, then you're just, those kinds of things.
Well, agricultural exports continue to be a bright spot for our country. And we just had three new free trade agreements passed and signed by the president. What's the outlook for agricultural exports in your economical, what's the word I'm looking for, the crystal ball?
I think we're very positive on the ag export side. You know, we've been able to see significant, and agriculture continues to be one of the significant trade surplus sectors of the economy. You're pretty hard-pressed to find too many others. You know, I think agriculture just, and the outlook for agricultural exports, as we talk about, you know, growth in the middle class in a number of other countries, as folks shift their diet, as they move more toward animal proteins, for example, you know, United States is just very well positioned to be able to meet that demand. And I think we're going to continue to see significant growth in ag exports over the next 10 years.
Big concern is regulations, over-regulation. Regulations coming down the pike, maybe not coming down the pike, whatever. Where is Farm Bureau, what is Farm Bureau looking at as far as that's concerned to make sure that agriculture isn't over-regulated out of business?
Well, I guess a couple areas of concern that we have. You know, the one on farm dust. You know, it's an easy for folks to, on the other side to come back and say, well, you know, EPA is not moving forward on that. You know, guys, if you've done all that work and you got all those regs written and, you know, all that paper sitting there waiting to go, you just kind of got to say there's reason for us to be concerned. You know, and you've heard the stories as well as I have about, you know, guys are just, I'm sorry, there's dust in rural America. You know, and so the EPA response is, how are we going to deal with school buses driving down the road? Well, you should send water trucks out in front of them. You know, come on. That just, you've heard those stories as well as I have. And that just, the another one that we've got a lot of concern about, too, is the Chesapeake Bay. And their USDA, or EPA, I'm sorry, coming back and, you know, basically telling states what they're supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be running their programs, you know, purely in we think, in great overreach relative to what they should be allowed to do. We're all for cleaning up the bay, and we've done a lot of work toward helping clean up the bay. I live on the bay, for that matter, but you know, we can just go too far, and I think that's the real challenge that that we're facing.
The annual meeting coming up once again here, just in just a couple of short months here. What do you think are going to be the major priorities and talking points at the annual convention in 2012?
Well, I think we're either, you know, if we've got the farm bill done at that point in time, then obviously it's going to be educating about what's in there. If we haven't got the farm bill done, then it's going to be educating membership on, you know, how we go work on and try to get our positions pushed through in 2012 if we go through a regular process. So farm bill obviously has got to be a lot of the conversation there. I think we'll also have a lot of conversation about these regulatory issues and how we work on trying to control those. Won't be surprised if we don't have, if the super committee's not done or hasn't done their work, have conversation about tax policy as well. And even if the super committee does get their job done, I think we'll talk about tax reform, maybe not in 2012, but 2013. So we'll have conversation on those fronts as well.
All right, we'll be looking forward to it. Thank you very much. Here at NAFB Trade Talk at the American Farm Bureau Federation booth, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.